I'm doing something now this week different than I don't think we've ever done before. And that's I'm dedicating a chavurah to the Inyan of Shabbos. Parshas Vayakov starts with the parsha about Shabbos. Beginning of Parshas Vayakov. Vayakov Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. And so on. Sheshes Yomim Teyasa Melocho Bayom Ashvi Yiyah Lechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosa In Lashem. A real Hesiris, though, to talk about Shabbos was the Mesil Sisharm that we learned this week. I just want to read the Mesil Sisharm. It's in Yeprotei Midas Hanakiyas, Perek Yud Aleph. Zok to Mesil Sisharm. V'hinei gam shmiras ha-shabbosos v'yomim tovim rabahi. It's very important. Also, the Shmira of Shabbos is in Yomim Tovim. It's big. The Mesil Sisharm says, Rabbi, it's big. It's complex. Ki hamishpotim rabim, because there are many dinim. V'chein omru hilchas Rabbos l'shabbos. V'afilu divrei hashvus, afal bisha midivrei chachamim, ikrim heim, even though the drabonans are midivrei chachamim, they're still important. He's a mamshech a little bit. And then he says, what's difficult for us, mashakosha ala ha'mayin shmirasei, the part of keeping Shabbos, it's hard for people, hu ha'shvisa min ha'esek, is not doing business, umidaber b'mason ubematonam, and into speaking about business. Talking about business, talking about dvorim asurim. And he says, but it's a iser, it's mevur in the divrei hanavi. So during the week when we were learning this, we were aiming on the fact that it's Taka Mesil Sisharm is what says Taka true about us also, that the keeping Shabbos is something that we all try to keep as much as we, you know, maybe we could be bigger Bekiyim and Uchas Shabbos, but as much as we know we try to be Shabbos and roll the halachas of Shabbos, but in how to talk on Shabbos and how to walk on Shabbos and how to be Shabbos dick on Shabbos, that's something that people have a harder time with. Not to talk about Dvarim Shalchol, not to talk about business, not to talk about Esek, Masu Matan, or whatever their inyanim of the Rashayach to Malach is, where they're going, where they're traveling, where they're driving, what their plans are. That's very difficult. And we were meyer then that if only we understood the Pnimius of Shabbos, if only we understood what Shabbos is all about, then we wouldn't have to judge ourselves on every single word that comes out of our mouth, is it Shabbos dik or not? Or on every action that we do, is it Shabbos dik or not? Because we'd been living in a Shabbos dik avelt. Our priorities would be different. Our feelings would be different. Our whole hergish on that day would be Shabbos dik. They say in big Talmid Chachamim, certain Talmid Chachamim, they call them Shabbos dik Yidden. The Shabbos dik. People that are in tune with the pnimius of Shabbos, with the flavor of Shabbos. And then all these difficulties melt away. So I decided to look into and to try to be melabing at least one area about what Shabbos is all about. The topic became very, very big. This is just the tip of the iceberg, what we're going to talk about tonight. If the Olam wants, it could be we can continue in later weeks or next month, but for tonight we're gonna touch the tip of the iceberg of what Shabbos is all about. A very, very beautiful shtickle, and the 99% of what I'm gonna say tonight is in the Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos, Maimer Aleph. Okay, let's go back to Parshas Kisisa. Yemer Hashem al Moshe Lemer Perek Laman Alf Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'ato Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemer. Speak to Klal Yisrael and say Ach Es Shabbosai Tishmeru. Make sure only watch my Shabbos. Ki Oisi, because it's an Ois Beini Ubeinechem, between me and between you. L'day Roseichem, for your generations. L'odas, to know Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I am Hashem who makes you Kaddish. Zakhtarashi. Ki ois hi beini uveinechem. Ois gedoyle hi beineinu. It's a tremendous ois between us. Shebocharti bochem, that I chose you. Behanchili lochem es yoy menucha si lemenucha. That I gave you my yoy menucha to be a menucha for you. Lodas ha'uma isbos, that all the nations can know through Shabbos, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, to explain the pasuk, that Shabbos is an ois between us and between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that ois is a proof to the Goyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher us mikol ha'amim. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos is a sign to any guy, Lodas ha'umais, that the umais can know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher klal Yisrael. My question is like this. The 613 mitzvahs. Shabbos specifically is the mitzvah that on Shabbos it says, the fact that I gave you Shabbos, that's a siman that I chose you. What's special about Shabbos that this notice to the Goyim comes out dafka because of Shabbos? There's more than one mahalach to answer this question, but we're going to discuss one mahalach tonight. That's the first question. We say in Shabbos davening, Lokei l'asher shavas mikol ha'masim, to Hashem, to the powerful Hashem, who rested from all the whole ma'ase bereishis. Vayom ha'shvi, on the seventh day, his ala v'yoshav al kisei kevoidei. On the seventh day, he was nis'ala, and he sat on his throne, on his kisei ha'kavoid, tiferes oto l'yom ha'manucha, oy nekoro l'yom ha'shabbos. Now we say like this. After all these beautiful descriptions of what happened to Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Shabbos, Hashem was clothed in Teferes. We say like this. We say, Zeh Shevach Shel Yom HaShvi. This is the praise of the seventh day. Shabbo Yishova Askel Mikol Malachta. Because it's the day that Hashem rested from all his malacha. V'yom HaShvi Mishabeach V'yomer. And the seventh day praises and says, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Hodeis L'Hashem. The question is, after we already described that Hashem was Shavas Mikol HaMasim, and he was Ola Al Kisei Kavoyde, and he was Loivish Teferes, what are we being Moisev? Anything called Moisev Gorei at this point? It was saying, this is the praise of Shabbos, that Hashem stopped doing Melachah. No, that's me. I don't think that's the praise. I think the praise of Shabbos is that he was Nisa'al of Yashem Al Kisei Kevayde. That's the praise of Shabbos. First we say all these massive praises of Shabbos, and then we say, this is the praise of Shabbos, that Hashem stopped doing Malach. What are we saying? What's the point? What's the Nusach HaTfilah? What's the diktuk of our Chachamim when they said this Nusach HaTfilah? What were they saying? What's this is the praise of Shabbos? But maybe the whole thing is the praise of Shabbos. Zeh Sheva Shayoy Mashri Shavoy Shava Askel Mikol Malachtei. It's obviously not just giving us a definition of the Yom HaShvi. I already know that the Yom HaShvi is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shavas. It's explaining to us what the Shevach is. Zeh Shevach Shayoy Mashri. What's the Shevach? Shavoy Shava Askel Mikol Malachtei. The Yom HaShvi Mishabeach V'Yomer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. What are we saying over here?
I thought Hashem has no concept of time, so how's...
Okay, that's a question to Chloe. It's about Shabbos. It's not a question about what I'm saying.
Where is this?
In Davening, Shabbos Davening. Griffith's Grisha. Interesting Ha'ora. Every single day there's a special shir. You know, this is the shir that the Levim said we are Rishon. Shir the Levim said we are Masheni. I'm Shlishi Shabbai. What is it?
Shabbos.
Shabbai will be my member based on Mikdash. And we say, and Yom Rishon we say, Lashem Aratum Malaya, and so on. Shem is Malav Nekarach, you know, God Lashem Ulam Oid, Kel Nakam Eis Hashem. The different Mizmayrim that we say to the different days. And these Mizmayrim were said in the Beis HaMikdash on those days. And obviously there's something in the Teichin of every single one of these Mizmayrim that has to do with that day. It's obviously not arbitrarily chosen Mizmayrim. Obviously there's something about Lashem Aratzim Olay that has to do with Sunday, and Shir Mizmayrim of Nekarech that has to do with Monday, and so on. But nowhere, you don't find that David HaMelech wrote, Shir Mizmayrim Liyoy Marishan. Shir Mizmayrim Shir Liyoy Masheini. Mizmar Shir Liyei Mashlishi. You don't find. He just said the Mizmar. And Chazal and the people in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kehanim, they understood that this is the Mizmar for Yom Rishon. This is the Mizmar for Yom Sheni. But David HaMelech was quiet about it. You read through Tehillim, you don't know. This is the Mizmah of Yom Rishon, this is the Mizmah of Yom Sheni. Shabbos came, David HaMelech took the gloves off. Mizmah Shir Liyom HaShabbos. David HaMelech is not going to let us know. Mizmah Shir Liyom. What's different about Shabbos? That there's a little headline before the Mizmah. We say a headline before every Mizmah. There's a Shiloh, we should say Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Because anyway, it's in the Mizmah. But what's the point? What's different about this Mizmor that David HaMelech included in the Mizmor a headline? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Title like this, Hashem, and so on. I think it's a very solid question. Okay, so going back to Maase Bereishis. Vayichulu Shemayim Oretz V'chol Tzavam. Vayichadu Elokim V'yom HaShri Malachtei Yasharasa. Vayishbeis V'chol Malachtei. Vayivorech Elokim V'yom HaShri Vayikadei Shoisei. The Medrash is Yud Aleph Beis, the Medrash Rabbin Bereishis, and he brings a lot of things. What was Hashem Mevorech and what was Hashem Mekadesh? So it says, Barchai Be'or Panav Shel Adam. He benched him with the Ma'or Panim, the lichtikait of the face of another. That's how he benched Shabbos. Kid shoy be'or panav shel Adam. Then the Medrash says, Loidoy me'or panav shel Adam kol yamaisa Shabbos. The Ma'or Panim of a person during the whole week is not similar to Moshe who doyme b'Shabbos, like the Ma'or Panim of someone on Shabbos. I said this over in the Mesillas Yesharim. This is, Gedolim of the previous generation have witnessed this b'chush. That Revolver says over there when he came to the Mir, he came at the end of the week and he met Rabbi Yerucham for the first time. So he met the Mashgiach and he got himself enrolled in the yeshiva. And then Leil Shabbos came, he came to yeshiva and he wanted to say good Shabbos to the Mashgiach who let him into the yeshiva. And he's looking and looking and looking and he can't find the Mashgiach. Until he realized that the person sitting in the Mashgiach seat was actually the Mashgiach and he just didn't recognize him because he looked so different on Shabbos. And I heard this from various places. One of the people I heard this from was Rabbi Yonason. And he told it to me without the name. He didn't tell me that it was Revolva. I just knew from other places that it was. But when he told it to me, he said, Agav, he said, anybody who was close to Rav Votner saw that the color of his face was different on Shabbos. Pasha, the color of his face was different on Shabbos. Shabbos Dika Yidden, Baruchai Be'or Panav Shel Adam. Ain daima more upon of Shalom with Cholimaisa Shavua like the more upon him of Shabbos. Okay. The Shaila is, what does that have to do with Shabbos? What is the relationship between the more upon him of a person? It's beautiful. If we were sitting now just to Fabrain with just to use our hearts without using our minds, this would be enough. We'd already be full. This is already Givaldic. But since we've learned the value of Hilchas Deis mixed together with the Chayvus Halachos is to understand while our hearts are feeling. So we want to understand what the kesher is between the Ma'or Panav Shel Adam on Shabbos and the Inyan of Ma'or Panim and the Inyan of Shabbos. Hashem was Mevorech Shabbos with Ma'or Panim. When Rav Huttner asks the question, he asks it sharper. He says, are you limiting the bracha of Shabbos? Hashem was Mevorech Shabbos. That sounds like a very broad bracha. Oh, it's just the Ma'or Panim. Just that's one area. It sounds like it's limiting the bracha of Shabbos. Instead of just thinking bracha is a very broad thing, no, it's just one thing. While we're on the subject of Ma'or Panim, everybody knows that there's a halacha, according to many paiskim, that we all know that by Sheva brachas you need to have panim chadashas. Panim chadashas. You need to have new faces. There's no panim chadash. They always look for people that weren't by the chasana, weren't by previous Sheva Brachasin, to come in. You know, the people that come in towards the end of the Sheva Brachas to sit down in the back. We need to be yaitza panim chadashas. So there's a shita that I didn't have a chance to look up what the halacha l'maisa is, but there's a shita brought in the paiskim that Shabbos doesn't need a panim chadashas. Because the Chazal say on the pasuk Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, panim chadashos bo'u lekan. That Shabbos is a panim chadashos. What does that mean? It also sounds beautiful. Sounds beautiful. But what does it mean? What is panim chadash? What does it mean? That from Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos we see that panim chadashos bo'u lekan. What does that mean? Okay, all this is just an appetizer for the final question. Here's a Gra. It's in the Aderes Elio. And it says like this. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being machadish the world. Every single day. So what does it mean that he rests on Shabbos? What does it mean Hashem rests on Shabbos? Wouldn't the world vanish if Hashem rested on Shabbos? Don't we need Hashem every second to be poel, mechadish v'tuve b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis? He says these words, and mamish without a hesber, you see the godless of Rav Hutner, without a hesber, these are the most cryptic words. You're nowhere after the answer any more than you were by the question. You need a chacham gadol ma'oy to be able to take. He says, "Hamafteicha is la'itzrais halalu shel kedushas Shabbos." He asked some questions before. The keys to unlock the treasures of kedushas Shabbos, genuzim heim v'divrei ha'gro. They're hidden in the words of the Gro. And then he brings the Gro. I'll tell you in a moment. And then he says, "Kein amarnu." This is what we said. "Bikan genuzim heim hamafteichas." Right here in this Gro are the keys. But to bring out this Geniza, you had to know how to use the key. To be able to know how to use the key, for that you have to see the rest of the Maamar. So let's hear the key. But the key for us is a question. It says like this, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh the Bria every single day. V'chidosh ma'aseh bereishis l'yom HaShabbos. The chiddush of Ma'aseh Bereishis for Shabbos, Huchon Miyoyim Esmoil, was prepared the day before. Hashem prepares the chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. U'biyoyim HaShabbos, Shavas Af Mimenu. And on the day of Shabbos, Hashem rests even from that. To have and understand. But we don't understand. First of all, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm going to break down this Groh into two parts because we're going to answer it in two steps. The first thing is that there seems to be that the Groh holds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being Mechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tomid on Shabbos. He took care of it on Erev Shabbos. How do we understand that? And the second step is to understand what does it mean that he took care of it on Erev Shabbos? Because what does it mean that he's not doing it on Shabbos? I'm just breaking it down. What does it mean that he's not doing it on Shabbos? And what does it mean that he already took care of it on Erev Shabbos? Both of those things need a hesber. We're going to deal with the Gra step by step. Okay. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos. And there's a Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. That the Pachad Yitzchak teaches us is not just one of the halachas of Shabbos, but it's koilel in it, the whole concept of Shabbos. Halacha is like this. Every single thing that you're might do, you're not allowed to be, haitzah is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take something out from Shusayach to Shusarabim. Every single thing that you are mighty has a certain shear that it's considered chashuv enough that you're chayef ha'itzah for being mighty that thing. And the Mishnayos and the Gemaras bring different shiurim. What if you bring out food and it's less than the proper shear that you're chayef ha'itzah? You're potter. In the Raisa, you're potter. What if you take a bowl and you put in food, pachas mikashir, and you take it out? So I might say, I'm potter on the food because it's pachas mikashir, but keli is a whole keli. It's a keli. I should be chayef. But the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Shabbos, you can look it up, Mishnah with the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Hamaytzi oichlim b'kli pachas mikashir, someone who takes out food in a keli less than a shear, Pater af al hakli. He's pater even on the kli. Why? Because there's something called ikar and tafel. Mipnei shehakli tfeila la'eichla. Because the kli, he's not really taking out the kli. He's taking out the food. The kli is just a tafel to the food. And if the food is pachas mikashir, then you pater on everything. That's a halacha. Halacha, Mesechta Shabbos. That means that even though the kli, let's say I was just taking out a kli without food in it, then I would be chayiv, because then I'm taking out the kli. But if I'm taking out the food, but in order to carry the food, I put it into a kli, the kli becomes a tafel, and the food an ikar, and therefore I'm potter on the kli. So how does that reveal to us the secret of Shabbos? We know that there's such a thing called Oinig Shabbos. There's such a thing that the Rabbi Nishal Olam was at a menucha, a tainug, on Shabbos. Kaviyachal. Let's just explain with a mashal. Somebody's building a house, and he's overseeing the construction of his house every step of the way, week after week, month after month. The foundation goes up in the first floor and the second floor, and he takes care of all the plumbing and the electricity and the central air and the different rooms, and then eventually he does the outside of the house and the carpeting and the painting and the light fixtures, and he gets the house completely finished. And then at one point, one day, one auspicious day, the house is finished. On that day, the person that finished building the house has tremendous hana. What's his hana? He didn't live in the house yet. The hana is that now he's ready to begin using the house for the purpose that he had in mind for it. Now the matara, the purpose, the goal for which he built this house, he can now start using it for that goal. That's the tainug. When you finish building something. Someone who builds something has absolutely no tachlis for him at all. He does not have that tainug when he's finished. Something that's completely useless to me. Even a work of art is not completely useless. It's a beautiful thing to look at, or it's worth a lot of money. But if I would be building something completely useless to me, a haphazard binyan is completely useless to me. There's no tainug in finishing. You're not even finishing, you're stopping. There's no finishing. There's no I reached the point and now I'm ready to use it. There's no using it. Only something that there's a specific purpose in using it. There's a specific purpose here. I'm building a house. I want to live in that house. It's a Hashem. I want to make simchas in the house. I have a lot of dreams for this house. So when I finish the house, I have a certain tainug. I smell, I taste all the future that I'm going to have in this house. I smell and taste the day I finish the house. That's why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Bria. The Bria is finished. When you finish the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his house. What's the goal of the Bria? What's the purpose of this whole Bria? What's the tachlis? The tachlis of this whole Bria, of the trees and the grass and the animals and the shemayim and the oritz and sayam v'yaz kol ha-shabam, the purpose of all these things is to be a clay kibul, is to be a vessel with which the Torah could be niskayim. It's a place for the kiyum ha-Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so that there will be a place to be mekayim the Torah. Like Rav Huttner says in more than one place, the Asara Ma'amorites Shebohem Nivra Ha'olam are just the Hechatimtzi for the Aseres Hadivris that the Klal Yisrael got by Har Sinai. 10. Can I get 10? Even though now when Hashem finished the whole world, it wasn't yet time to give the Torah. And even though the ultimate purpose of filling the whole world with Das of Hashem is not going to be Niskayim until Olam Haba, that the whole world will reach its complete full tikkun, its full matara, its full tachlis, will not be till Olam Haba. But on the day that the work began, that history could begin to roll towards that goal, the makim of people doing things to get schar, the makim of Klal Yisrael, the makim of the Kiyum HaTorah is now complete, it's ready. That day is a day that's be'ein Olam Haba. It's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol tastes the whole purpose for which he created the world. That's the zisness of Shabbos. All Sheishes Yimei Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating things. Shabbos comes, and suddenly there's a taste that all these things that I were creating, I wasn't creating them kishehem la'atzma. I was creating them just to be a kli to carry the Torah, to carry a Klal Yisrael, to carry an Olam Haba. What's the halacha on Shabbos? When something becomes the tuffle, is that called a malacha on Shabbos? It's not a malacha on Shabbos. Pater af ala kli. When something's the tuffle, that's not the tachlis of the malacha. The tachlis of the malacha is for something else. And that, this is not the ikr malacha. It loses its shem malacha. That's pshat in the gra. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not poil on the bria on Shabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being mechayed, creating, mechadish b'chol yom tov, tamid ma'aseh on Shabbos. Of course he is. But since on Shabbos there's a revelation, it's megala, that all of this that exists is just a kli to bring the eichlin. This is not the eichel. This is just a hechatimtzi for a much deeper purpose, for a much more far-reaching purpose of aseres hadibris, of klal yisrael, of bringing the world to its tachlis. So this just becomes the tuffle. The olam hachitzoy, the bria of the olam hamaisa, that's not the goal. That's the kli with which to accomplish the goal. Shabbos is the day that it's nizgala, that the olam hamaisa is just a tanai, it's a hechatimtzi, it's a tuffle. Because the real ikr is the Torah, is the Aseres HaDibros, is the real ikr is the purpose for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and that is that it should be a place that His Ratzon could be Niskayim. Not that there's some kind of tachlis in making the... Someone builds a house, he doesn't build a house to have a house. He builds a house because he has a certain thing in mind to do in that house. At that moment, the house becomes a tuffle for the things, for the purpose that he has for that house. It's just a clay kibble. I want a place to raise a family. I want a place to have simchas. So I have a house. That's my clay kibble. That's my makam that I could do it. Unfortunately, some people, their house is an end to itself. We're talking about sensible people. This is a big chiddush, a neuridik, a peladik chiddush, an exciting simchadik chiddush. That since we realize in Hilchas Shabbos that as soon as something becomes a tuffle, that that's not Hashem Malacha anymore, nothing changes. Hashem, if Hashem would stop being mazin the Bria, Hashem would stop recreating us every second. We turn b'chayzer l'tayu v'vayu in an instant. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it on Shabbos also. What happens on Shabbos is that Shabbos is a day that it becomes clear that this whole Olam HaMaisa that Hashem is doing, that's not the goal. That's just so there should be a place that Klal Yisrael can be Mekayim the Torah. And the halacha is that when you have a malacha, that's not the goal, it's just a tuffle. It doesn't have a Shem malacha. So that's called that Hashem was Shavis on Shabbos. That's the Shvisa of Hashem on Shabbos. Is it clear, Josh? Right, right.
So the Shvisa is from
what? Hashem is doing the same thing he does the whole week.
Oh.
He's doing the same thing he does the whole week. But the perspective changes. The guy's moving a keli. Moving a keli inside, outside, inside, outside. You think he's chayv on the keli. Shabbos is there, you know, one second. There's something in that keli. He doesn't need the keli. He just needed to carry the eichlim. The keli's just a tuffle. Shabbos is the day that we realize that the whole bria is just a keli for the Torah, that's the ikr.
How do you realize it?
Since at the time that someone finishes a project, that's the time that he has hana from the fact that this project will now be able to accomplish his goal. So then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his project, Kaviyoha, which is the Bria, the goal of Hashem, his purpose, the reason why he did it, is now, that's the feeling over here now. That's the reality over here now. Okay, for this alone, this is already unbelievable. This is unbelievable already. The Oymik Havana and a girl. We're only halfway through the grow. Okay. Now let's understand, let's analyze now. Let's be lamdanim for a minute. Let's analyze what's going on over here. The whole reason why Shabbos is Shabbos comes out is because there's an ability to realize what's an ikr and what's a tuffle. Right? Zevi? There's an ability, there's a kayach, you have to recognize that this is an ikar and this is a tuffle. So therefore I could realize. The Iker is the Iker is Asa Lavi. The Tafel is trees. That's just a place. The globe. That's just a place to be Mekayim, that Torah. Being able to realize Iker and Tafel means is the ability to be able to set values to something. Harachim. Values. Certain things are more important, certain things are less important. You know, I'll give you a mashal. Our bodies don't know what's important and what's not important. For example, we decide that we want to eat a steak and fries. So to us, what's important is the steak, and the fries is a side dish. We wouldn't go to the restaurant to get fries. We go to get a steak, and this is a side dish. So we decide that this is more important, this is less important. Our body digests the fries and the steak of equal chashivas. It doesn't know which is what's more important, what's less important, what's more expensive, what's more valuable. It doesn't know. It gives everything the same treatment. Everything goes down there, gets the same treatment. The physical world doesn't know the difference between what's chashiv and what's not chashiv. There's only one thing in this entire bria. It's able to be koveya that something is more chashiv than something else. That something's an ikar and something's a tafel. And that bria is called das. Das. Im ein das, havdol aminayin, Gemara says. There's no das, there's no ability to be mavchin between things. Das is the ability to tell the difference between two values. This is more valuable, this is less valuable. This is an ikar, this is a tafel.
It does.
For today. Now, let's understand. There's Asara Ma'amores, Shebohem Nivra Oil. Each one of those Ma'amores created certain things. The things that they created were unique. Each one of the 10 things that were created with the 10 Ma'amores were unique, and they brought new concepts into the world. I'm going to give a very bad mashal now. Very, very bad mashal. Just for the... HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sky. He didn't just create the sky. He also created the color blue. You understand? Every part of the bria that he made is the creation of a new concept. When he created the sky, he also created the color that's in the sky. Every part and every aspect and every mitzvah of that sky was also created when Hashem made the sky. When did Hashem create that das should exist in this world? Was it the trees? When did Hashem create that das should exist? Because again, without das, it's impossible to be kaveh. What's an ikar and what's a tafel? So when did Hashem create das? Anybody?
He said don't eat this, eat that.
Adam. Nase Adam. Nase Adam. When Hashem created Adam, that's not just the creation of a human being. It's the creation that there's such a thing as a value system. There's such a thing as that. Before Adam, there was nothing that was able... It's an interesting thing to think about. Before Adam was created, there was nothing in this world that existed that can be conveyed what's chashuv and what's not chashuv. The concept did not exist in this whole world, in this whole Olam Hazeh, did not exist the concept of more chashuv and less chashuv. So Shabbos can't exist in this world. Because Shabbos is based on the fact that the Olam HaMaisa is not as chashuv as the reason Hashem created it. When was Das created?
Friday.
Without the creation of Das, we can't have Shabbos. Right? That's what the Gra means, that Hashem was Meichen, the Mechadish Retuvah B'chol Yom Tamid of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. The Bria Sa'adam, which is the Bria of Das, was the Hachana, was the preparation for the ability to make an Iker and Tafel. And since the ability to make an Iker and Tafel existed, so now on Shabbos, I can recognize and appreciate that the world, is that the Iker or the Tafel? It's a Tafel. The Torah, that's the Iker. But that appreciation can't exist without Friday. Zok de Gro, Hashem was Meichen for Shabbos on Friday. It's a piece of Geinus.
If on Shabbos, Hashem Baruch Hu could be poiled just like all the days of the week because of the fact of Iker and Tafel, then why was it necessary for him to do his pool on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself? We just said that he was
Meichen. Answer this after. Oh, let me read the words of the Gemara. It's a good idea. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. V'chidosh ma'aseh... He does do it every day. He does it every day. V'chidosh ma'aseh bereishis l'yom ha'Shabbos huchan miyom esmoel. The Chiddush Ma'aseh Bereishis of Yom Shabbos was prepared the day before. U'b'yom HaShabbos Shavas Ach Mimenu. And on Shabbos he was Shoivis, even from that. The ability to create a situation that he's Shoivis from Malacha on Shabbos was by the creation of Adam on Erev Shabbos. I would have never said such a pshat on the Gemara. I would have never been able to. It's unbelievable. But after Avotner explains it, it says so much more than even the words that he says. And I want to stop here for a minute just to appreciate what it says. Is that you with me?
I have some parts I'm unclear about, but yeah. Basically, yeah.
I want to just say something now to Menachem Mordechaimovitz. Mordechaimovitz seems to be struggling here. With the chaburas that we've been giving, very, very often we've been taking a certain yisoid and repeating it week after week after week with different questions or different answers, but this is based on the yisoid that we said, and this is based on the yisoid that we said. And therefore, a lot of people in the Chabura, even though the first 10 or 15 times that they heard it, maybe things were vague or things were difficult, but after a while, they were able to latch in and understand it in reference to other things, and things started making sense. But today was the first time we're discussing a new topic, a new thing, and it's a new concept. And it's a natural thing that when you hear a new thing for the first time, you have to digest it, you have to sleep on it, you have to think it over. So sometimes if we just have a... if it's vague things, so then we have to push it away. But if it's clear things, that because it's the first time I'm learning it, it feels a little bit vague, then it just needs chazara. It needs to be focused on. Today alone, I think I read this maimer 4 or 5 times. Just today, because just pasha to have clarity in a new concept. I've never taught these concepts before. I wanted to have it clear. So just.
I'm not worried. I'm just.
Okay.
Don't know what's going on.
I'm just missing some of the words you said. You were talking quickly.
Yeah.
I missed some of the words you said.
Yeah. Go on.
I can't think things specific.
Okay. Talk slow. Okay. Mordechai, how's it going? Okay, I want to take a moment to appreciate this. This is not a mind game that we're saying, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating, but it becomes not important. It's so much more. This is a definition of Shabbos over here. It's a definition of Shabbos, that Shabbos is a day that what changes on Shabbos is the focus. What changes on Shabbos is the giloy of the matara, is the giloy of the goal, of the purpose. It's a big wake-up call to what Shabbos is all about. Before we go weiter, it's a big wake-up call to what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day that so clearly announces that this world exists for Ruchnias that the Gashmias becomes a tafel. That's how Halik Shabbos is. It's a day that so clearly announces that this world exists for Torah. This world exists to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. This world exists for the Olam Haba. That's why we're here. It so announces, it's so loud, that the creation of the whole world around us becomes insignificant. So much so that it's called that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shavis. That's more powerful than we thought. It's a more powerful definition of Shabbos, not a less powerful definition.